Welcome to Popular Wiki of the Day, where we read the summary of a popular Wikipedia page every day. With 462,251 views on Saturday, the 10th of November 2018, our article of the day is Robert the Bruce. Robert the First, the 11th of July 1274, the 7th of June 1329, popularly known as Robert the Bruce, medieval Gaelic, Roy Butter Bruis, modern Scottish Gaelic, Raybart Bruce, Norman French, Robert de Bruce or Robert de Bruis, early Scots, Robert Bruce, Latin, Robertus Brucius, was King of Scots from 1306 until his death in 1329. Robert was one of the most famous warriors of his generation, and eventually led Scotland during the First War of Scottish Independence against England. He fought successfully during his reign to regain Scotland's place as an independent country and is today revered in Scotland as a national hero. Descended from the Anglo-Norman and Gaelic nobility, his paternal fourth great-grandfather was King David I. Robert's grandfather, Robert de Bruce, 5th Lord of Annandale, was one of the claimants to the Scottish throne during the Great Cause. As Earl of Carrick, Robert the Bruce supported his family's claim to the Scottish throne and took part in William Wallace's revolt against Edward I of England. Appointed in 1298 as a guardian of Scotland alongside his chief rival for the throne, John III Comyn, Lord of Badenoch, and William Lamberton, Bishop of St Andrews, Robert later resigned in 1300 due to his quarrels with Comyn and the apparently imminent restoration of John Baliol to the Scottish throne. After submitting to Edward I in 1302 and returning to the king's peace, Robert inherited his family's claim to the Scottish throne upon his father's death. In February 1306, Bruce killed Comyn following an argument, and was excommunicated by the Pope, although he received absolution from Robert Wishart, Bishop of Glasgow. Bruce moved quickly to seize the throne and was crowned King of Scots on 25 March 1306. Edward I's forces defeated Robert in battle, forcing him to flee into hiding before re-emerging in 1307 to defeat an English army at Loudon Hill and wage a highly successful guerrilla war against the English. Bruce defeated his other Scots enemies, destroying their strongholds and devastating their lands, and in 1309 held his first parliament. A series of military victories between 1310 and 1314 won him control of much of Scotland, and at the Battle of Bannockburn in 1314, Robert defeated a much larger English army under Edward II of England, confirming the re-establishment of an independent Scottish kingdom. The battle marked a significant turning point, with Robert's armies now free to launch devastating raids throughout northern England, while also extending his war against the English to Ireland by sending an army to invade there and by appealing to the Irish to rise against Edward II's rule. Despite Bannockburn and the capture of the final English stronghold at Berwick in 1318, Edward II refused to renounce his claim to the overlordship of Scotland. In 1320, the Scottish nobility submitted the Declaration of Arbroath to Pope John XXII, declaring Robert as their rightful monarch and asserting Scotland's status as an independent kingdom. In 1324, the Pope recognised Robert I as king of an independent Scotland, and in 1326, the Franco-Scottish alliance was renewed in the Treaty of Corbeil. In 1327, the English deposed Edward II in favour of his son, Edward III, and peace was concluded between Scotland and England with the Treaty of Edinburgh-Northampton, by which Edward III renounced all claims to sovereignty over Scotland. Robert died in June 1329. His body is buried in Dunfermline Abbey, while his heart was interred in Melrose Abbey and his internal organs embalmed and placed in St. Serf's Chapel, Dumbarton, site of the medieval Cardross Parish Church. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 1:33 UTC on Sunday, the 11th of November 2018. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Robert the Bruce. This podcast is produced by Arbols May Productions based on Wikipedia content and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Visit wikioftheday.com for our archives, sister podcasts, and swag. Please subscribe to never miss an episode. You can also follow WOTD Pod on Twitter. Bubbles May Productions produces the current events podcast Curmudgeon's Corner as well. Check it out in your podcast player of choice. This has been Brian. Thank you for listening to Popular Wiki of the Day.